From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. German officials say a 27-year-old Syrian migrant who set off an explosion, killing himself and wounding 12 others near a town near Nuremberg, had received psychiatric treatment and might have intended to set off a bomb at a music festival.
Wir waren bei dieser Veranstaltung mit einigen Sanitätern vor Ort.
That's witness Christian Hartdeck. He said he heard a detonation and saw a number of people running. More than 2,000 people were evacuated from the festival after the explosion. So far, investigators have no idea on motives for the attack. Meanwhile, two people have been killed and more than a dozen shot at a nightclub in Fort Myers, Florida, according to authorities. As many as 17 people have been shot in the early Monday shooting at Club Blue, according to Police Captain Jim Mulligan. Three people have been taken into custody, and there are two active crime scenes. The area was later deemed safe, but the police spokesman said a street was still closed as authorities are investigating. In a statement, authorities said the Fort Myers Police and the Sheriff's County of the Sheriff's Office of Lee County were actively canvassing the area, looking for other people who may be involved in the incident. The names of the victims were not immediately available. Turkish authorities Monday issued arrests for over 40 journalists in a new phase of the controversial legal crackdown after the failed coup. This comes as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was to host a vast opposition party for chiefs for an unprecedented meeting. Over 13,000 people have been detained so far in a vast sweep in the wake of the July 15th coup attempt. VOA News. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives-rich vehicle near a crowded checkpoint north of Baghdad Monday, killing 12 people, according to security and medical officials. The blast happened at the entrance to the town of Kales, also wounding 37, according to the Diyala Province police spokesman. The checkpoint was reportedly crowded with cars, and a number of them were burned in the blast. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The United Nations mission in Afghanistan says its mid-year report, which was released Monday, that one-third of casualties between January and June were children, with 388 killed and 1,121 wounded. That's 18% more than during the first half of 2015. The report also says the total number of civilian casualties in the first half of 2016 rose by 4%. In U.S. politics, the head of the Democratic Party has resigned as the party's national convention opens today in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The resignation comes amid a fervor over leaked emails that show party leaders mocking and criticizing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders while he was waging a challenge to Hillary Clinton for the nomination. VOA's Jim Malone reports the convention might not come off as smooth as had been expected.
Now we have bad blood between the Democratic National Committee and the Sanders campaign, which also goes back several months. Then we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the controversial chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, stepping down now over this furor. It's interesting, the Democrats were anticipating a much more unified meeting than the Republicans had, but their issues are coming up to be a problem, and it looks like they're going to have to spend the next few days taking care of business at home before they can move on to putting Hillary Clinton out as the nominee and focusing more on Donald Trump.
Trump accepted the Republican Party nomination for president last Thursday at their convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Jim Malone and the rest of the VOA political team will be covering events from Philadelphia this week. You can check voanews.com for the latest. The U.S. and Chinese militaries have reduced the risks of encounters between them having unintended consequences. That's according to visiting U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice Monday. And in a meeting with the vice chairman of China's powerful Central Military Commission, she said our military leaders communicate more frequently and more directly than ever before in the past. The U.S. and China have been increasingly at odds over China's claims to most of the South China Sea, where the United States has sought to assert its right to freedom of navigation. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.